Bank. Your news time is just about 12:30, and Dave Malarkey is on the road today. He's at Missing Links Brewery in Conequenessing. The Pirates Caravan is happening today, so he is out there. If you stop by, I'm sure you'll get a glimpse of him doing a show, but we'll join him in just a moment. With WISR 680 AM, I'm Tracy Morgan. Thanks so much for joining us, and have a good day.
And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Well, hello out there. Welcome to a special edition, a Thursday edition of It's Your Turn. We're live today from the Missing Links Brewery. The Pirate Caravan is touching down here a little bit later on this afternoon. And we're going to be talking with a lot of folks in connection with the Pirates Caravan, Pirate Charities. Several guests will be chatting with us a little bit later. John Cyprian is here. From special veterans in need. We've got folks from Mars Bank here to talk with as well. But our first chat is going to be with Patty Salerno, formerly Patty Paytas. A lot of you will recognize her because she's a Butler gal. She's been with the Pirates for many, many years. And we're going to be talking about the Pirate Charities with Patty. So let's take a quick break. And we'll talk with Patty coming up here on It's Your Turn on WISR right after these words.
To talk to you for just a moment here about the good folks at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here at Butler. What a great job they do to help those who are less fortunate in many ways. They operate the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank, of course. They have their St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store in the Greater Butler Mart and their Client Aid Program. And the Client Aid Program helps needy families or individuals, you know, maybe with help on a heating bill or a rent payment at the end of the month, Client Aid. And that's funded through the operation of the thrift store. So you can help by donating items that you no longer need or want to the thrift store. It's very easy to do. Drop-off bins are right inside the door. You can use the container outside. They're located in the Greater Butler Mart. So think about it next time you're cleaning the closet or the upstairs, instead of throwing that stuff away. Why not donate it to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler? We stand tallest when we stoop to help others.
Hey, it's time for the Pirate Caravan again, and it'll soon be time for the Pittsburgh Pirates to head south for spring training. How about that? And we're very pleased here at WISR Radio to once again be a part of the Pittsburgh Pirate Radio Network, as we have for many, many years. So you'll hear Bucko Baseball once again here on WISR. I'm Dave Malarkey. We want to talk for a few minutes here today with Patty Salerno of the Pirates about the wonderful Pirate Charities program. First of all, Patty, hello. It's been ages since I've talked with you. Nice to have you with us today.
Well, it's nice of you to invite me, Dave. I really appreciate it.
Let's talk a little bit about the Pirate Caravan, and I say that very slowly for folks who aren't familiar with it, because it's C-A-R-E, Caravan. Tell us what that's all about these days, Patty.
Well, you have it exactly right. The idea of the Pirates Caravan is, well, of course, we've been doing a caravan for many, many, many years, where we go out throughout the community and we get people talking about baseball right immediately before spring training. So what we did several years ago is we switched it to, as you said, CARE, C-A-R-E, Caravan, so that we could do more good work in the community. We're very proud of the work that we do in the community. Again, we've been doing it for a long time. And so doing it through the caravan just gives us an opportunity to do a whole bunch of things at the same time and to go around the immediate Pittsburgh area. And hopefully spread some goodwill.
Mm-hmm. And several of the players and coaches accompany the caravan on the various trips to various cities, right?
That would be correct. It all culminates Friday and Saturday. We're going to be having our Pirates Fest event at PNC Park. So the caravan leads into that event. So we do have several of our players that come in early. They'll come in early in the week. They'll join us on the caravan, as well as several members of our new coaching staff. So this is going to be an opportunity for folks to get a chance to say hello, to see who these gentlemen are, and hopefully get them acquainted to the Pirates fan base.
That's right. We have a whole new administrative staff with the Pirates this year, and a new skipper and new coaches and everything else. That's exciting.
It is exciting. It is exciting. Travis Williams is our new team president. Many people in the area have heard his name before because he was with the Pittsburgh Penguins for, I think, 10 or 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Our new general manager is Ben Cherington, most recently with the Toronto Blue Jays. Very, very nice gentleman. And then our new manager, field manager, is Derek Shelton. And Derek comes to us most recently from the Minnesota Twins. So it is going to be a new season of Pirates baseball, and so far, you know, we're very pleased with the new leadership team, and we think fans will be as well.
And there'll be some new players, but some old favorites too, Josh Bell, Starling Marte, among others. Oh,
absolutely.
Boy. It's good to be talking baseball again, isn't
it? It is. Spring training is one of my favorite times of the year for people that have been to the Bradenton, Florida area. They know why we love it so much. And if anybody's looking for a nice break from the winter weather, Bradenton is definitely a great place to be.
By the way, do you get to travel down there at spring training, or do you have to stay at the HQ in Pittsburgh here?
Well, I spend most of my time in Pittsburgh, but I am very lucky in that I do get to go to Florida a couple times during the spring. I'm probably going to go about the third week in February. We have all kinds of activities that go on at Pirate City that week, and then hopefully I'll venture down again later on in March.
We should mention that Patty has been with the Pirates for a long, long time, but you're a native of the Butler area, are you not?
Well, absolutely. I've been with the ball club 30 years, so I've been here a long time. But, yes, my maiden name is Paytas, and I grew up in Butler, went to Butler High School, went to Butler County Community College, so still have lots of family that live there, in particular my nephew, Tyler Frail, who's a part of your group.
Oh, yes, one of our colleagues here at Butler Radio Group, yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's great to have the Pirate Caravan stopping here in Butler again this year, as they have done for many, many years. Talk a little bit more specifically about Pirate Charities, Patty. I know that one of the great, great things that Pirate Charities supports is the Miracle League, right?
Absolutely. We support now 10 Miracle League programs, and what the Miracle League is, it provides an opportunity for children and adults with special needs the opportunity to play baseball and softball. And the first program that we did in our area was in Butler County with Cranberry.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Pirates Charities Miracle League field is in Cranberry. It's been there since 2009. It's run by a wonderful person by the name of Mike Sherry. And now we have, as I said, 9 other programs. We're looking forward to this year. A new program is going to be opening up in Moon Township. So we have been supporting that program, and it's just terrific. If you are ever having a bad day, all you need to do is go to one of these Miracle League fields and see the enjoyment that the participants and their families and their friends have watching them have such a good time. And it's terrific. It's something we couldn't be more proud of.
Well, that's a great thing. I know when I was a kid playing Little League and Pony League baseball, you know, if you had kids that were disabled in any way, they were just out of luck. But the Miracle League concept is great. It's the fields are like a cushioned, rubberized surface to help prevent injuries. There are no raised surfaces, no pitcher's mound, and no raised bases. So that means that kids in wheelchairs can still use them. It's just a great idea, great concept, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you're absolutely right about the fields. They are special because on a natural turf field, it is hard for kids with disabilities to participate. You know, whether they have mobility issues or whether they have vision issues. I mean, it's difficult for them. So these fields provide that safe environment, and we see a lot of the fields, or several of them, have playgrounds attached. And so then, and the playgrounds are inclusive. They're for kids of all abilities. So when a family comes to a Miracle League game, the Miracle League athlete, obviously they have their game and they have their team, but then their siblings are also welcome because they can enjoy the playgrounds.
And also, Pirate Charities helps to support a program known as Fields for Kids. What's that all about, Patty Salerno?
Well, that is another program that we're very proud of. We started that, I think it was also in 2009, and what it is, it's a matching grant program. So if an organization, whether it's a school or a little league association or a softball association, are trying to do some work on their fields, they're trying to keep their playing fields in good playing condition, they apply for the program and we do matching grants. These matching grants are anywhere from $1,000 to $25,000, depending upon what the request is and what the need is. And we do them, we've done well over 300 grants. We do them all over the region. And when I say matching grants, we're not just matching dollars. We'll match labor, we'll match or match volunteer labor, we'll match materials. It really is, it's that we've done several fields in Butler County, and we just keep growing the program, and we see that every year there's more and more of a need, and we're thrilled to have so many people apply.
And this would include not only Fields for Kids, but what we were talking about earlier, Miracle League. You've done some stuff down in Florida, too, near the Pirate Training Camp at Bradenton, right?
Absolutely. We have a Miracle League program there. It's called the Miracle League of Minnesota. And you may not have heard of Minnesota. Well, why they say Minnesota is because this field is on the line between Manatee County and Sarasota County. So they call it Minnesota. And it's about 20, 25 minutes away from our headquarters in Florida, from Pirate City. And it's always interesting to see the different needs of the organizations with respect to geography. One of the big things they need at the Florida field is shade, because of the sun, whereas here in the Northeast or Midwest, wherever we say we are, there's more concerns about weather, about freezing, the fields freezing and the fields thawing. So it's very interesting that every field is unique, every program is unique.
With the Pittsburgh Pirate Caravan once again coming to the Butler area in advance of spring training, not too far down the road now, we're chatting with Patty Salerno of the Pittsburgh Pirates. We're talking about the various beneficiaries of Pirate Charities. Now, this is something, Patty, that I am absolutely unfamiliar with. Action Math Baseball. What the heck is that?
Well, for those of us that might remember the Strat-O-Matic baseball game, that was around years and years ago, where you had a little dial and you would spin the dial and you would hit a single or a double. This is a math program based on that game. So the idea is it's an after-school program where kids can improve their math skills by playing this game. So this year we have over 2,000 kids signed up to participate. We just did a teacher training here at the ballpark January 11th. And so all of these different programs that have signed up, whether they're a boys and girls program or whether they're a school program, they'll go ahead and start playing this Action Math baseball game within their respective organizations. And it all culminates in a World Series that we host here at PNC Park in May. So each organization that's participating will be able to send two of their participants to the World Series, And last year, I think we had about 175, 180 kids participate. And then they play that game here all day. And one team, composed of two participants, win the World Series. It's very exciting.
Pirates Charities also helps out a variety of different military groups, right, Patty?
Yes, we do. We do. We think that that's very important. As you well know, southwestern Pennsylvania is home to many, many veterans. And so that's one of the things that we're very excited about that we're going to do whenever we're in Butler, and that's to be able to support a great organization like Veterans in Need. We support all kinds of military organizations. Another one that I know is Butler-based is It's About the Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Monteleone, who is a good friend of ours as well. But we have several military programs. Our biggest is Military Appreciation Days. We do them, well, last year we did them every Home Thursday, but this year we're doing them every Home Wednesday. And on every Home Wednesday, our players will wear a special military jersey, and then we recognize a different nonprofit on each Military Appreciation Day. That group will be recognized on the field before the game. They'll get to watch the game from our Pirates Charity Suite, and most importantly, they're the beneficiary of that day's 50-50. So we are very proud, humbled, and honored to be able to recognize our active duty military as well as all of our veterans and their families.
There are quite a few veterans and military groups that are helped by Pirate Charities. As Patty mentioned, it's about the Warrior based here in Butler. Steve Monteleone has been a guest here on our It's Your Turn program a few times over the years talking about that. Folks, did you realize that Pirate Charities helped this many organizations and this many programs? The Miracle League baseball fields, the fields for kids, the Action Math, baseball, all the military groups, it's pretty amazing. And by the way, you have a chance when you go to a Pirate game this year to help out financially. There are like 50-50s and stuff at the games. Sell the tickets during the games, right, Patty?
Absolutely. The 50-50 program, I think we started that in 2013 when the Pennsylvania legislature made it legal in Pennsylvania to have 50-50s at sporting events. So now I would say almost every team in baseball does them, and sports fans here know they're also done at Steeler games, they're done at Penguins games. And so, yeah, you come to the ballpark, and for as low as $5, you can participate. And we run the 50-50 every night, and, you know, pots are anywhere from $5,000, $10,000 to, you know, on a great night, we have $30,000, $40,000 pots. So they're a lot of fun. It's an easy way to support what it is that we do. And we are so appreciative of everybody that does contribute.
Yeah, and it's easy because there are people selling the 50-50 tickets that circulate through PNC Park during the game. So
absolutely. You shouldn't have to walk too far to play.
That's for sure. Well, with the Pirate Caravan once again coming to Butler this week and making other stops, too, around the tri-state area in advance of spring training. There's one other thing I want you to recap for us, Patty, as we wrap up our chat here today. And that's the big doings that are going to be happening once the caravan stops wrap up this week. And tell us about that.
Well, Pirates Fest is going to be on Friday, January 24th and Saturday, January 25th here at PNC Park. The Friday night session is for our season ticket holders only. It's from 4 to 8 p.m. They have a second session on Saturday morning from 9 to 11, and then the public is welcomed, encouraged. We would love to see as many people as possible from 11 to 5 here at the ballpark. Entry is free. We're going to have players all over the place. We're going to have we have alumni. We have fun things like Oh Say Can You Sing, a competition on the field where people can try out to sing the national anthem. There's going to be lots of games, activities for the kids to do. So we hope that as many people, we hope the weather will cooperate and that driving won't be treacherous. But it's a different time to see the ballpark in the middle of the winter, but we hope as many people come as possible.
Pirate Fest has always been a big deal, but I think it's especially great now because it used to be at a different location, but now it's right at the ballpark, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, we switched it up. We used to do it over at the convention center, and that was a great location as well, but then we thought, well, let's try to have it here at the ballpark. And so it's been very, very successful. People really seem to enjoy coming and roaming around the ballpark. We should be able to get everybody on the warning track. You know, you can walk down into the dugouts and get a good look at the field, again, weather permitting. But it is. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun having people come into our home in the winter.
Mm-hmm. And still, a decade on, PNC Park remains so beautiful, so gorgeous, still considered by many, even in other parts of the country, as the most beautiful baseball park in Major League Baseball.
Well, we appreciate when people say that, and we couldn't agree more. It really is beautiful. We always thank and acknowledge Kevin McClatchy, who was our owner at that time, for leading the effort to build the ballpark, because it is a beautiful ballpark. The view is always incredible. You know, when you sit down here in a summer evening and you just watch the skyline change different colors, and it's a beautiful ballpark. Our ballpark operations department does a great job in welcoming guests and treating our guests well while they're here. And so, in my humble opinion, it's a great way to spend an evening.
Yeah, and it's right next to the Roberto Clemente Bridge.
Absolutely.
How about that? Pirate Caravan coming to Butler this week, and Pirate Fest this weekend, and it won't be too long now until the Pirates head south to Bradenton for spring training.
Absolutely.
Well, Patty Salerno, it's great to talk with you today. As I mentioned when we said hello, I'm talked to Patty in a long, long time. So
well, thank you, Dave, so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
All right, and hey, let's go Bucks, huh?
That's right, let's go Bucks.
Okay, thanks, Patty.
Take care.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Hop the bus, leave the driving up to us.
The bus!
We're going your way, getting there stops here. Just hop the bus, easy and economical, just hop the bus. No car, no problem, the bus will get you there. 'Cause that's what we do.
Hop the bus,
leave the driving up to us.
The bus,
we're going your way.
Well, as I mentioned, we're chatting with Patty there. It's been a long time. I still think of her as Patty Paytas. I hadn't talked with Patty in a long, long time. Our next guest, I haven't talked with in, well, I guess a couple of months, is Steve Eckert. Steve Eckert is here. Steve is head of marketing for Mars Bank. It was this past fall, October, November. When was it, Steve?
Yes. It was when we were working on the Step Forward program around Veterans Day that I came in and saw you.
So it was
and
early,
we talked
early.
About Mars Bank Crunch, if you remember, or Munch, rather.
Well, that's right. Yeah. You were selling the candy to raise some money, right?
Well, thanks to the Butler Radio Network, you all were the ones who came up with the product idea, and we collected donations for Mars Bank Munch in all of our locations and at the radio station and a couple other spots, the Veterans Day Parade, and it was very successful.
And I understand that there's going to be some money going to the Veterans in Need group today, is that right?
So today we're presenting a check to Veterans in Need from all those efforts. So in addition to the Mars Bank Munch, we also collected money at the Veterans Day Parade, and Butler Radio Network had a couple of events. And so throughout that period, we were able to collect from the bank customers, Butler Radio Network listeners, $2,500 for veterans in need.
Oh, that's great. Well, they'll be getting that money today. We're going to be talking to some veterans as well. Some folks might be thinking, wait a minute, Mars Bank, what are you doing involved in raising money for veterans? It's part of the mission. It's part of the philosophy, isn't it, of Mars
Bank? Yes. So community banks, not that the bigger banks don't care about the community, but community banks are really invested in the local community. You know, I like to say we're hyper-local. So Veterans in Need, which is a Butler County charity that helps in emergency situations for veterans is perfect for us to come alongside and to support, because they are helping local folks. And we're headquartered in Butler County. We care about Butler County, and we want to thank those service members and veterans for their service.
Sure, they're going to be very grateful to get that check here a little bit later. And by the way, folks, if you're not familiar with Veterans in Need, we're going to be talking about that a little bit with John Cyprand, who's here from the County Veterans Services, and we'll explain just what Veterans in Need does. Mars Bank has been around for a long, long time, but I'm guessing because, you know, that part of Butler County, that southern tier,
right,
and even part of northern Allegheny County, that's exploding right now. Population, businesses.
Yes, absolutely.
That probably means Mars Bank is getting bigger too. Right?
Well, we're very thankful for the growth in the communities that we serve in southern Butler County, and of course we're all the way up to Penn Township, one of our locations just south of Butler City. Mm-hmm. And we just opened a new location in Grove City, so we just expanded up there. So, but all, those communities are doing very well. They are growing out from Cranberry and Richland Township, Gibsonia, all those areas, and the trend looks like it's going to continue north. You see a lot of growth here along where we are, Missing Links on Route 68, a lot of growth along Route 68 west of Butler. So we're excited about the future for the bank and for the community.
Up 79 toward Grove City. Actually, Grove City is intersection of 79 and 80. And of course, you've got the college there too. So
absolutely. Great growth. A lot of great things going on there as well, and we want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice to know that there's a bank that, how do I put it, the bank that cares, in this case, about veterans in need.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we're involved in a number of different community outreach and service projects throughout the year. But when we do the Step Forward program, which focuses on first responders as well as active military and veterans, and we do that in the fall, it seems that's the cause that brings most of our customers out and our staff as well. We really love supporting our veterans.
I see video on the news of veterans coming back from the Middle East, and you know, unless you have a family member or a close friend involved, we tend to forget about that. Now, it's not like World War II when everybody was involved. So let's not forget about them, for goodness sakes, when they get back home. And first responders, I mean, I have the greatest respect for them anytime, but especially during the winter.
Yeah,
the call
it's
comes in and they've got to go. And
right.
It's a traffic crash or fire.
Absolutely.
Or whatever, they got to go.
Yeah, and we just saw that folks seem to forget sometimes about police, fire, emergency services, and we wanted to support those. And with veterans, especially with veterans in need, it's emergency services. It's things that they need now when they're in a critical situation, furniture, paying for bills that come due that they can't pay. It really is very important to support those folks. They're just back, or they're trying to get reestablished in civilian life, and if we can support that, we want to do that.
Your Step Forward program continues at Mars Bank throughout the year?
Sure. Well, you're more than welcome to go to marsbank.com/stepforward, and you can still donate to both of our funds. This year we did a firefighters fund for training at BC3, Butler County Community College.
I remember that, yeah.
And Veterans in Need, that's still open. It runs year-round, but we focus on it from September 11th to November 11th. So probably I'll show up in your studio next September, October, November to talk again about how folks can support Veterans in Need.
Well, we'll be more than happy to welcome you. There'll be a nice check going today, presentation being made here. And by the way, if you're wondering about, there's a little bit of ambient noise here on the program today. It's because we're live from the Missing Links Craft Brewery along Route 68, Evans City Road. It's just outside of Butler. It's a short distance past the Farm Show grounds going toward Evans City. Wonderful place, by the way. Have you been in here before?
I have not. We actually, excuse me, over Memorial Day, Missing Links Brewery was with partnering with Butler Radio Network for an event, and we also were involved in, over Memorial Day, raising funds for veterans in need this past May. And I wanted to get here, and I finally made it almost a year later. So my first time here, it's beautiful. It's nice. They provided lunch, which I'm grateful for, and it's a great place.
There is no such thing as a free lunch, except today.
That's right. That's right.
Mars Bank, really committed to community outreach, and it's good to know that. Steve Eckert is head of marketing for Mars Bank. It's going to be a nice check presentation here to veterans in need. Steve, good to see you again. We look forward to the next time we can chat.
You too, Dave. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, sure. Good to see you. Good to see you. We'll take a break. We're going to talk a little bit about veterans in need. What is this group? What do they do? And we'll talk about that coming up next here on the It's Your Turn program, live from Missing Links today. We'll take a break. We'll be back here in just a couple of minutes. Be right back.
Hi, this is Howie Pentney with Pentney Capital Management in Portersville. Today, many people need help managing their investments. The investment options available today can be confusing. If you would like to talk to someone for help, why not call me for an appointment? Howie Pentney at Pentney Capital Management, 1284 Perry Highway, Portersville, Pennsylvania. My telephone number is 724-368-4224. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You've been so busy getting ready for the holidays that you totally forgot to get your vehicle ready for the winter. No worries. West End Tire and Service kept their snow tire inventory up, but don't wait too long as they're harder to come by later in the season. West End Tire and Service prides itself on offering the same great service, installation, and staff as Siemens provided for years. Their trained technicians will check your air pressure and do tire evaluations for free. Anytime. Stop in and see what's new and be sure to visit them on Facebook. West End Tire Service today, West Cunningham Street next to Battery Warehouse Plus Butler. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers congratulates orthopedic foot and ankle surgeon Dr. William Saar for being named a Best Doc by Pittsburgh Magazine for the third straight year.
I'm Dr. William Saar with Tri-Rivers. Whether you suffer a foot or ankle-related trauma, such as a fracture or dislocation, or require reconstructive foot and ankle surgery, I rely on my extensive experience and specialized training to get you back on your feet. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
Why pay more when you can get tobacco for less? Their store in Pullman Square Plaza includes a custom walk-in humidor stocked with a great variety of cigars and a 19-foot vape juice bar. Not to mention their Western Pennsylvania's largest glass emporium. The Tobacco for Less Health and Wellness Department supplies a wide selection of high-quality CBD products and is always adding to their product lines. For all your smoking and vaping needs, check out Tobacco for Less with locations in Butler, Sharon, and Aliquippa.
Welcome back, good friends. Nice to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program. Special program today because we're not in the studio. We're on the road at Missing Links Brewery on Route 68. And we're here because today's the day that the Pittsburgh Pirate Caravan touches down in Butler. They're expected here at some point in the near future. We're not quite sure where they are at the moment, but hopefully they'll be here before too much longer. We just talked with Steve Eckert, and the folks at Mars Bank are going to be making a presentation today, a donation to veterans in need. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. We have a couple of guests with us here at our interview table at Missing Links. John Cyprian is here, a long-time acquaintance of mine. John is Director of Veteran Services for Butler County. John, good to see you, my friend.
Hey, Dave, thanks for having us. How, you're looking good.
Well, thank you. Yeah. You too.
Yeah, I like the way you tie your tie, Dave.
At least I have a necktie.
Yes, sir.
Also with us is Jim Dittmer. Jim is an Army veteran. Is that right, Jim?
Yeah, Army.
Yeah. What part of the Army were you involved in?
I was Cavalry, 11th Armored Cavalry in Vietnam.
Wow.
Made it through, made it back.
Thank goodness for that, huh?
Yeah.
You live in the Butler area?
Yeah, I live in Herman. pretty much lived there all my life. It's a good place to be.
I want to chat with you in a minute or so. Thanks for sitting down with us here. Let me talk first with John Cyprian about Veterans in Need. Some of our listeners may not be familiar with this organization and just what they do. Tell us about it a little bit, John.
Well, Dave, you know, being on the job for a good number of years, then seeing the need of veterans coming in, there's some state programs and some federal programs, but by the time those programs are approved and money gets back and forth, everything, most of the crises are over. We're seeing veterans who've committed suicide because of the frustrations and everything else of that nature. So we created the Veterans in Need. It actually started with the Hambleys, who had a warehouse program that they were doing. And when the VA discharges the veteran and finds them housing for the homeless and they get the housing, but they can't purchase the furniture, they can't furnish the apartment, the whole nine yards. So the Hamleys would start that, and they would take in usable furniture and donate it out to the veterans so that they wouldn't come home to empty apartments. And we took that one step further and added a financial assistance program to that and made it a 501c3 charitable organization. So now when a crisis arrives from a veteran, they lose their job or something happens that they need an apartment or whatnot, we're able to provide some financial assistance as well as furniture and furnish the home on top of that at no cost to the veteran.
Great program. I'm sure you will welcome, you know, you're going to get a donation today from the folks at Mars Bank.
We hope so. We love Mars Bank. Butler Radio, you guys have been great with the program. And we was just telling the executives over at Mars Bank that one of the issues is we really haven't really advertised for the program yet going out there. And this thing has taken off like a rocket. So a lot of people want to donate to it. We accept those donations, and we cherish those donations. And the board, nobody takes a salary on there. And so the board is very respectful of those hard-earned dollars, and they do not just free-willy disperse those dollars. So no veteran gets the cash. So we'll pay the electric bill, we'll pay the gas bill, we'll pay the mortgage. They have a debit card. They're able to pay it right over the phone instantaneously. Nine times out of ten, you can get approval for the grant within a day. So it's almost instantaneously. But the board is very respectful of the donors' dollars.
I want to talk a little bit with Jim Dittmer. Jim was a veteran in the Vietnam era. And I know that a lot of guys returning from Vietnam had a tough time readjusting back in the day. In fact, a lot of times you didn't get too much of a welcome whenever you came back stateside from Vietnam, did you, Jim?
I did for my family.
From your family, of course.
No, yeah. The public was led to believe some very misleading concepts. And when I was over there in combat, everybody over there were good soldiers. They did their job, and they did it very well, and they were all very very good at what they did. And they were over there to make it home. Unfortunately, over 58,000 of my brothers didn't make it home.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. So that's why you came home, you put your uniform away, and you went about life. And and recently, the way veterans are treated by the citizens of the United States is fantastic. People are treated the way they need to be treated. These guys, everyone in the military, I don't care who they are, what they do a great job, and it's a service that needs done by our people.
And if you've not experienced that, it's difficult to understand how hard it can be to readjust to civilian life when you've been overseas and in a combat situation.
Yeah.
That's not an easy adjustment to make.
Well, it can be and it can be. I was pretty young. I was 21 years old when I came home. The age I am now, you say that's pretty young. You just go again. You just get over it and go. And if you don't, then you end up like a lot of people that join SEAS today, because there's just too many things in society that aren't as easy as they were back then to adjust and come back home. There were jobs back then. There was a family. You know, some of that stuff has changed. But we just came home, and you just got back with on with life.
You said you were in an armored division. Tell us a little bit about what does that mean? Artillery, or does that mean tank, or what?
That was mainly tanks and armored vehicles. I was trained infantry. Went over and got put in the what was called the 11th Armored Cavalry Regiment. We were track vehicles. Spent all our time in the rubber and jungle, if that means anything. Had a young fellow by the name of Colonel George Patton running our unit, the third, not the fellow from World War II.
Wait a minute, you're not talking about that George Patton?
No, this would have been his son.
Oh, wow.
Very good at what he did. And
he was your commander?
He was our commander. I was Lieutenant Colonel. He was our commanding officer.
Wow.
He did some crazy things that I saw that probably a man of his rank shouldn't have been doing, but
I didn't even know that George Patton had a son.
Yeah, he's passed away now. He retired from the Army like a three-star general, I believe. Saw him a couple times and talked to him over there. He was one of your best commanders and of the war. He knew his strategy. He knew what could be done, and it happened. Huh. So we were always in pretty good shape.
How long were you in country in Vietnam, Jim?
A year. I was over there a year. Fortunately, I was there a year.
Was that the standard tour of duty for armored?
Standard tour was a year. A lot of people served longer, depending on what they did, if they needed them or couldn't leave, or you could volunteer for an extra few months, which I did not do. But your standard tour was a year, and you could come home, and then you had to finish out your military time. But it was a year.
Did you ever have any? I've talked to veterans. World War II guys, some of them who decades later felt that they wanted to go back to where they were. I talked with a guy who went back to Saipan in the Pacific Ocean.
My father was in World War II.
Yeah.
He was Sicily, Italy, D-Day, Germany. He never said he wanted to go back. I know there's a lot of tours that do that. Not being there, I think that would be interesting. As far as going back to Vietnam, no.
No, I can understand
once,
that.
Once was enough. No. Once was enough.
I
the people are doing very well for themselves, the way I understand. They're a very modern nation now, and I'm happy for them.
Some guys, that would be the last thing they'd ever want to do. Others, I interviewed Rocky Blyer last year.
Great guy.
Who,
Yeah, I know. I've talked to him. He was...
He comes up to Butler quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
He was good friends with the late A.B. Abraham.
Right. Okay.
In fact, I saw Rocky Blyer at A.B.'s funeral.
Yeah, A.B.'s funeral and another guy named Charlie Rock.
Charlie passed away.
Those two were in the same unit at different times.
They were in the 196th Light Infantry Brigade.
Right.
Being the 11th Cav, we worked with them a lot. But I never knew, you know personally. You just...
Well, Rocky Blyer went back within the past year or so, and they filmed a documentary. Film crew go with him, too. He went to the exact location where he was critically wounded.
He got shot and then took a grenade.
And somebody carried him out and saved his life.
Yeah, now, he was on what they call dust off, haul you back to a hospital.
Whether I could do that or not, like I said, some guys want to do it, some guys don't.
Several clients of mine had gone back, and a couple of them would send me email pictures and stuff when they're over there when they went back. And some of them are glad that they went back; it helped with some of their healing process with them. Some of them have no desire to go back. In regards to Rocky, I told him, I said, well, whether you like it or not, you're a Butler County veteran. Because he's always up here, you know, always doing something for somebody up here. The guy is just a giving man. Can't say enough about Rocky.
I've seen World War II history magazines and so on. They advertise a lot of trips. Guided tours of Normandy Italy, Sicily,
Germany,
and so
Italy,
on.
Poland, everything over there.
That must be a fairly popular thing for people to do.
Mostly the grandkids are going on those and trying to trace grandpa's roots.
I would love to have done that with my dad. Yeah, it's too late now.
It's not the World War II vets are doing it anymore.
The sons and grandsons.
God bless them. Yeah. They're still alive. They're all in their 90s, and there are not too many of them left.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Where did you said your father was all over Europe, Jim.
Yeah, Italy, Sicily, D-Day. He was in on the D-Day. And unfortunately, we didn't get to talk about it too much, but he went the whole way into Germany. Yeah, he was in maintenance. He was a mechanic, but he had a few things he told me, but you know, I'm not going to get into that.
Well, that's rough to be in that many different, you know, because a lot of times units, after they were involved, and particularly in some heavy battles, they were pulled back for a while, you know, rest and recoup.
I was looking at Dad's DD-214, his discharge papers. He was over there in that war for 3.5 years. You know, when you're that young, that's like half your lifetime.
Absolutely.
I mean, I only was over for a year, but 3.5 years he was over in Europe.
Yeah.
And Sicily and Italy was a major campaign that came before Normandy. And, of course, people think about D-Day. D-Day was one day, folks. That was the beginning of a long slog.
Right.
It took a long time for the Americans to even break out of Normandy, let alone get to Paris and continue on to Germany.
Right.
There's a lot of history in World War II, things everyone in this country needs to know. I don't know how much of that information's out there today, but it was a bad time.
Are you able to talk about your experiences in Vietnam? Do you do that, or is it something
maybe with guys I was with or people that were over there?
Yeah, I was just going to say, people who knew what you went through.
Yeah. That's right.
I know in our family, my dad was a World War II veteran, and he, late in life, got great comfort in talking with fellow colleagues who have been going through the same thing in programs with the VA,
the
Veterans Administration. They had groups where they, just like you say, they knew what they had done, Jim.
There's a group out of Allegheny County called Veterans Breakfast Club. It's very big. They have a free breakfast for whatever veterans want to go. And they go to different places around the Tri-County area. And it's all veterans. And they'll start interviewing. And everybody can relate to each other really well.
Yeah.
And that's pretty nice for the veterans.
It's good therapy, too.
Great.
In terms about, getting your life back together again after coming home.
Yeah, I'd like to throw in here, I know John's got this Veterans in Need program going. That was talked about for quite a while. And I know that the Butler American Legion, we donated to that originally to help get it going. And I know there's a lot of other people out there that could donate to that. That helps so many veterans. And it's not, it may not be publicized, but when you look at 20-some veterans every day committing suicide, if they had access to programs like this and they knew there were people that cared, I think our veterans would be in a lot better shape. So this Veterans in Need Butler County program is probably a good example for a lot of counties in the whole country to start following up on this and help our vets.
I have to take a break. Can you stick around for a couple more minutes here? We need to take a break. We're live today. The It's Your Turn program is on the road at the Missing Links Brewery. I can remember a long time ago somebody told me I had a missing link.
I still do.
Missing Links Brewery. We'll take a break, go back to the studio. I want to talk for a few more minutes with our guests here on It's Your Turn on WRSR. We'll be back after these words.
The winter weather is quickly approaching. That means stopping at Osterling's Lawn and Garden should be at the top of your to-do list. Stock up on rock salt, snow shovels, and PetSafe snow melter to ensure that you are ready for those freezing cold weeks. Osterling's even has great pet items like grain-free dog biscuits, PetSafe dog harnesses and collars, indoor pet gates, and 40-pound bags of dog food. For everything you'll need this winter, find it at Osterling's Lawn and Garden.
That frightening sound is one we hear quite often throughout the day. Our heart quickens and immediately we wonder what happened. A medical emergency can be frightening. Every tick of the clock crucial. And that's why Butler Ambulance Service is dedicated to be there with every ounce of care possible. Butler Ambulance Service is within minutes of providing you or a loved one with treatment and transportation. Call 282-9595 to find out more. Butler Ambulance Service is a phone call away from serving you.
Michael's Restaurant is now open for breakfast at 7 a.m. Join us for breakfast any day of the week, including after church on Sundays. Have you made plans for dinner yet? Bring the family for a great home-cooked meal. Michael's Restaurant also offers great Sunday dinner specials, stuffed chicken breasts, stuffed pork chops, lasagna, and more.
Welcome back, good friends. Nice to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program today. I'm Dave Mawarkey. We're live today from the Missing Links Brewery on Route 68, west of Butler. The Pittsburgh Pirate Caravan is going through the Butler area today. And we were talking earlier about pirate charities. Steve Eckert and some folks from Morris Banker here. In fact, they're just making a check presentation now to John Cyprian for Veterans in Need. I want to talk about this a little bit more with Roy Ramone. Roy, good to see you. Nice to have you here today.
It's nice to be here.
You're familiar with Veterans in Need, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am. Actually, I actually run the warehouse operations for the donated furniture for veterans.
Do you accept donations, or how does that work? If people wanted to help you out, what would be the best thing for them to do?
The best thing for them to do would give me a call on my cell phone. It's 724-290-9204. Mm-hmm. If I don't answer it, our driver's phone number is on the voicemail to schedule pickups for donations.
So if somebody wanted to donate furniture and then you could pick it up, and then if there was a veteran in need, they would be able to use this.
Yes, actually what happens is veterans that are using the SSVF or the Veterans Leadership Program, where they're moving into a new apartment unit, we furnish their apartment for them. We have a small warehouse right now. We're looking for a larger warehouse. But right now we have a smaller warehouse with living room furniture and dressers and kitchen tables and stuff like that.
Do you know how this program got started, by the way?
It was back before my time. Hambleys, Mary and Damien Hamley, they've had it up at the old VA campus there for, I can't remember back when it started, actually.
John had mentioned them, and I know that you haven't been with it forever, but I didn't know whether you knew how it got going.
Right.
Or not.
Well, I know I used the services whenever I moved there into Butler, downtown Butler there in 2012. So I used the services, and that's where I just keep giving back.
Yeah.
Because they helped me, I got to help out.
What branch of the service were you in, Roy?
I was in the Navy.
And what did you do in the Navy?
I was a ship serviceman. I ran a Gidunk store and a shipboard barber.
Huh.
Yeah.
You serve on aircraft carrier or?
I was on a subtender first, and then I was on an ammunition ship out of San Francisco, and then my last ship was the USS Gray, a fast frigate out of San Francisco.
I just saw a video feature on TV this past weekend. One of the big U.S. carriers just came into port. It was the USS Abraham Lincoln, I think. And it showed these sailors and how happy they were as they came down the gangplank, is that what it's called, off the ship. And it was really emotional because they've been deployed for over a year. Over a year. And there were several of them that, their wives were waiting there on shore for them. They'd never seen their kids. There were kids 6, 7... 8 months old, and they'd never seen their dad.
Right.
And the reunions were very, very touching.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, actually, if you got to see that a little bit further when they were coming in, it's a sight whenever they have the aircraft carrier and all the sailors are manning the rails, where all the crew is manning the rails around the top deck of the ship. it's a really nice sight to see.
I can imagine being deployed at sea for over a year.
Wow. I couldn't do that, especially with Rory. That's why I was in the Army.
So you got your check presentation there from the folks at Morris
Bank? You know what? It's so touching, so moving. And
one of those big, giant checks that they always use in situations like this.
I was wondering how I was going to get it through the ATM and deposit it.
That's a big one. That wouldn't fit in your checkbook.
No, it's huge. And we're so thankful for it. So thankful to Brother Radio, Dan here, and Missing Link Breweries opening up. And like you alluded to earlier, Dave, we really haven't really gotten out there and advertised the way we should be advertising, but we're just trying to keep up and maintain at the moment. And at the minute we go full-fledged advertisement, I don't think we have enough manpower to handle it, because this is such a great patriotic community that everybody wants to donate it to. And it's a great cause, because all the money raised here in Butler County stays here in Butler County, helping our needy veterans right here in Butler County. The board, nobody takes a salary. I don't take a salary. Roy, nobody takes a salary. It's all volunteerism. And they take it seriously. I know a lot of people serve on a lot of different boards, but I tell you, this board, they talk among themselves, they communicate together, they communicate very well, they go over the applications very thoroughly. Sometimes the applicant is only looking for X amount of dollars, and then the board will come back and say, nope, he needs more. And so they'll up it. So they've done that several times.
The majority of veterans, of course, in years gone by, it was always men. Nowadays, we have women that are coming back from overseas. Have you had any?
Oh yeah, we've had a couple female veteran applications come through. Some of them moved out of a different state, I believe one was, and moved up here and was needing assistance after. I think she had a couple kids involved. And I look at Roy like that because I don't look at the applications. As the president of it and being a director in the office, I don't look at the applications. So Shawnee in the office, she prepares all the applications. The veteran has to provide certain documentations to collaborate their stories. And everything, then Shawnee then sends those applications out to the board of directors. I don't see them.
Roy, do the veterans that you help, do they have to pay for this stuff?
No, out of the warehouse, it's free of charge.
All free?
It's free of charge.
Wow. Right.
Yeah. It's, we're there to help the veteran take one more stress off them by furnishing their apartments. And that's a little bit different than the funding part of this Veterans in Need program, because we help out any veteran that the Butler VA serves. So Lawrence County, Mercer County, Armstrong County, they're all eligible to get stuff out of our warehouse.
So they've gone down to Westmoreland County and gotten furniture and all that for them too. So the warehouse program, I don't like to put a boundary on that. If somebody needs something, my God, let's go give it to them. It is free of charge. And with that, so I have to give a shout out to Raps up there, who donates their haul truck, and the guys go up and they get free access to the truck and go out and pick up furniture. Without that, there would be really no warehouse program.
Is this the Raps Bicycle folks?
Yes, sir.
Jeff Rapp.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So he doesn't charge us anything for using the trucks. And like I said, Roy and them, they got free access to the truck. We just like to fill it up with gas before we take it back. And without that, I don't think the warehouse program would be able to survive.
What a great program. Is it okay to give out your phone number again, Roy?
Yes.
See if I copied it right. 724-290-9204.
Correct.
Anybody wants any information or information on how they might want to donate something to veterans in need, you can call Roy.
Yep. Yeah. And then we do have a website right now also.
Oh,
it's
excellent.
It's bcvin.org. Right now, I'm dealing with an issue with the Google because it doesn't show up on Google. But if you have your Internet Explorer, you can just type in the domain name and it will come up.
PCVIN, Butler County Veterans in Need. That's
yes.
Easy to remember.
Right. .org.
.org.
Roy Ramone, John Cyprian, good to see you guys.
Dave, thank you very much. And we appreciate everything you do for us. And I just can't thank you enough for over the years.
We thank the folks at Mars Bank. There are several of the administrators, top officials of Mars Bank here. Tracy Williams is here, and Harry Austin. We talked with Steve Eckert, the head of marketing.
Right.
And thanks also to Patty Salerno from Pittsburgh Pirate Charities, who chatted with us on the first part of the program today. The Pirate Caravan is not here yet. We're expecting them.
Right.
But they usually stop at a school somewhere first, so it's not unusual for them to be a little bit behind schedule. But they'll be here presenting checks as well. Guys, good to see you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much,
Dave. Thank you, Dave.
And thank you, listeners, for being with us today. A special on-the-road edition of It's Your Turn today. We've been live from the Missing Links Brewery. And tip of the cap to them, too, the folks at Missing Links for... setting up a nice place for us here to broadcast from today. Missing Links Brewery is on Route 68 west of Butler, Ebbitt City Road. It's just past the farm show grounds, right next to the Butler Farm Market, if you're wondering exactly where we're located. I'm Dave Malarkey. That wraps up our program for today. So enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and hope you can join us tomorrow at 12:30 for the Friday edition of It's Your Turn.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
Yeah.